大家好，我是 Becky， 欢迎来到我们的福音英文班。今天我们要学习 Lesson 81第81课。首先让我们来复习上节课所学的内容。Now let's review what we have learned last time. First one, now let's look at the picture and the practice. Have you got any cheese? No, I haven't. I haven't got much. I need a lot of cheese.I must go to the grocers to get some cheese. Next one. Have you got any butter? No, I haven't. I haven't got much. I need a lot of butter. I must go to the grocers to get some butter. Next one. Have you got any beans? No, I haven't. I haven't got much.I need a lot of beans. I must go to the greengrocers to get some beans. Have you got any beef? No, I haven't. I haven't got much. I need a lot of beef. I must go to the butchers to get some beef. Have you got any envelopes?No, I haven't. I haven't got many. I need a lot of envelopes. I must go to the news agents to get some envelopes. The last one. Have you got any medicine? No, I haven't. I haven't got much. I need a lot of medicine. I must go to the chemists to get some medicine.Lesson 81. Roast beef and potatoes. First, let's look at the new words and expressions. Number one, bath, 洗澡, bath. Number two, nearly, 几乎, nearly. Number three, ready, 准备好了, ready. Number four, dinner.正餐晚餐 dinner. Number five, restaurant, 餐馆 restaurant. The last one, roast, 烤 roast. Okay, now let's play a game. Please speak out the words as quickly as possible. Ready, dinner.Restaurant, roast, nearly, bath. 我们来看第一个词 bath, 常用短语 have a bath, take a bath. 这是泡澡，如果是淋雨，我们可以用 take a shower, have a shower. 第二个短语 give somebody a bath, 给某人洗澡。日光浴 a bath.Of sunshine. 下一个词 nearly. 副词。翻译一个句子，将近六点半了。It is nearly half past six. 我差点就错过了火车。I nearly missed the train. 这件事与我们有密切的关系。The matter concerns us nearly. Nearly 还有一个近义词 almost. 它们的区别在于 nearly 主要是用来表示接近或者是就要到了，多用时间上的表示程度用 nearly， 而 almost 主要是表示不足或尚差一点儿。那么它主要用于程度上的，比如说 The car nearly ran over the dog. 我们用 nearly， 因为 car 和 dog 之间的距离感很近，时间上 run over 马上就要跑开了，撞住了。The car nearly ran over the dog. I almost fall down. 我快要跌倒了。Almost是表示程度上的几乎接近。 其实 nearly 我们可以把它拆开， near 在什么什么附近，加上 ly 变成了副词，表示几乎。还有这样的词还可以组一个词组， hard， H-A-R-D， 坚硬的，艰苦的，它加上 ly 的话也变成了副词，表示几乎不。好，下一个单词 ready， 准备就绪的常用短语， be ready to do something， for example， are you ready to leave？ The apples are ripe and ready to eat。 We must get the house ready for our guests。 下一个单词 dinner， 一日三餐， three meals a day， 分别是 lunch， dinner， 还有我们的早餐 breakfast。 有时我们也会在下午增加 tea time， 下午茶时间。好，那么英式表达中晚餐还可以用 supper 来表示。下一个词组特别的长，首先让我们一起试着读一下 restaurant。 好，我把这个单词分成了这样几个部分， rest， R-E-S-T， 休息一下， ow， A-U， 张开嘴大口的吃， r 就是人，日人，然后 A-N-T 结尾的三个字表示蚂蚁，那我们可以说坐下来啊呜啊呜的大口吃，这个人突然看到了一只蚂蚁出现在菜盘子上。那么这个场所就发生在哪儿呀？餐馆， restaurant， restaurant。 好，下一个单词 roast， 烤的，烧烤的，烤肉， a roast chicken， 烤鸡， Beijing roast duck， 北京烤鸭， I like roast beef and roast pork。The beef is roasting nicely in the oven. Here are some roasts for you. 那我们在生活中除了有烤这种烹饪方式还有哪些呢？比如说蒸，英文是 steam， steam 就是表示那个闷的那个盖，闷热闷热，蒸汽，所以是 steam。好，第二个词煮， boil， 这样子记，我们煮菜是不需要放油的，更加的健康，所以是不用油， boil。 下一个炖，炖的话老是想掀开盖看它好了没有，所以和蒸有一些联系，我们可以把结尾的 am 换成 w， 怎么读呢？ steal。好，下一个煎或者是炸，我们用哪个单词？ fry， 如果是炸的话我们还可以加一个词 deep， deep fry。 那上节课我们学了烘焙这种烤，烤面包用 bake。 那么在架子上的烧烤我们用哪个词呢？看一下音标， grill。 很好，这就是我们一些常用的烹饪方式。这节课我们还会用到以下这几个短语，让我们来熟悉一下。第一个 have a bath， 洗澡， be ready， 准备好， have a cigarette， 抽烟， have a glass of whiskey， 喝杯威士忌， have lunch， 午饭。 OK， now let's listen and answer the questions。
Hi, Carol. Where's Tom?
He's upstairs. He's having a bath. Tom?
Yes.
Sam's here.
I'm nearly ready. Hello, Sam. Have a cigarette. No, thanks, Tom. Have a glass of whiskey then. Okay, thanks. Is dinner ready, Carol?
It's nearly ready. We can have dinner at 7 o'clock.
Sam and I had lunch together today. We went to a restaurant.
What did you have?
We had roast beef and potatoes.
Oh.
What's the matter, Carol?
Well, you're going to have roast beef and potatoes again tonight.
Okay, now let's read and the questions. First one, is Tom downstairs? No, he isn't. Where is Tom? He is upstairs. What's he doing? He is having a bath. Who is going to have a dinner with Carol and Tom tonight? Sam. Is dinner ready? No, it isn't. When is dinner going to be ready? At 7 o'clock. What did Sam and Tom do today? They had lunch together. What did they have for lunch? They had roast beef and potatoes. Is Carol disappointed? Yes, a little. What are they going to have for dinner? They are going to have roast beef and potatoes again. 我们来看课文第一段。Hi, Carol, where's Tom? Where 表示提问地点的特殊疑问词，比如说 Where is he from? Where does Sally live? He is upstairs. 好 ,upstairs, 在楼上 ,downstairs, 在楼下。He is having a bath. 这个地方我们用到了现在进行时，是我们今后要学习的内容。好，我们在这儿还可以补一些名词，比如说浴盆 ,bath tube, 或者直接用 tube 就可以了。泳帽 ,bathing cap。浴衣 ,bathrobe. Okay, next one. 下一幅图片。此时 Carol 就冲着楼上说 ,Tom. Tom 听到了回答 ,Yes, 什么事怎么了 ?Carol 说 ,Sam's here. Sam 来家了 ,Sam 在这里。Tom 回答道 ,I'm nearly ready.我很快就洗完了。好，在这个地方我们来补充关于 ready 的一些短语。第一个 ,be ready to do something, 可以换成 be ready for something。For example, I'm ready to have class, I'm ready for class。第二个短语 ,be too ready for with excuses。很会找借口 ,be too ready with excuses. 第三个短语 ,make ready for something. 我们可以直接用一个词 ,prepare. 所以 ,prepare 也可以 ,prepare to do something, prepare for something. 最后一个 ,ready and waiting. 做好充足的准备来进行下一个活动。好，此时 Tom 已经洗完澡了，他下楼来。Hello, Sam, have a cigarette. 你来抽支烟吧。Sam 说 ,No, thanks, Tom. 啊 ,Tom 又邀请他 ,have a glass of whiskey then. OK, thanks. 酒还是可以喝一点的。嗯，两人聊了一会儿天，然后呢，就对女主人 Carol 提问。Tom 提问说 ,Is dinner ready? 晚餐准备好了吗 ,Carol? Carol 回答道 ,It's nearly ready, 就快好了。Nearly 在本文中出现了两次。We can have dinner at 7 o'clock. 我们七点钟开饭。好，大家看图片上的表已经是什么呀 ?5 to 7. 哎，差五分七点钟了，所以五分钟就好了。好，那么这五分钟呢， Tom 就和 Carol 说起了今天中午发生的事情。 Sam and I had lunch together today. 今天我们俩一起吃了午餐。 We went to a restaurant. 我们是在餐馆吃的。啊， Carol 问他， What did you have? 哎，你们俩吃什么了？ Tom 说， We had roast beef and potatoes. 那此时 Carol 听到了这样子的答案，他说，哦，啊，那此时 Tom 就会很疑问了，就问他， What's the matter, Carol? 哎，怎么了？ Well, you are going to have roast beef and potatoes again tonight. 不巧的是，我也做的是 roast beef and potatoes.所以今天晚上你们还得吃这个。好了，下面我们来做一个练习。Read and then fill in the blanks. Hi, Carol. Where's Tom? He is upstairs. He is having a bath. Tom! Yes? Sam's here. I'm nearly ready. Hello, Sam.Have a cigarette? No, thanks, Tom. Have a glass of whiskey then? Okay, thanks. Is dinner ready, Carol? It's nearly ready. We can have dinner at 7 o'clock. Sam and I had lunch together. We went to a restaurant. Oh, what did you have? We had roast beef and potatoes. Oh...What's the matter, Carol? Well, you are going to have roast beef and potatoes again tonight.
最后一次。Now let's try to retell the story. 我们尝试着复述一遍本课。
Hi, Carol. Where's Tom?
He's upstairs. He's having a bath. Tom?
Yes.
Sam's here.
I'm nearly ready. Hello, Sam. Have a cigarette. No, thanks, Tom. Have a glass of whiskey then. Okay, thanks. Is dinner ready, Carol?
It's nearly ready.We can have dinner at 7 o'clock.
Sam and I had lunch together today. We went to a restaurant.
What did you have?
We had roast beef and potatoes.
Oh.
What's the matter, Carol?
Well, you're going to have roast beef and potatoes again tonight.
Lesson 81 Food and God's Creation 在饮食里享受上帝。我是一个不好好吃饭的工作狂，曾觉得吃饭是一件很麻烦的事情，又要煮饭，还要吃饭，之后还要洗碗。许多父母亲可能都有同样的感受，一天下来，要在全家人吃饭这件事情上消耗几个小时。于是，我想，如果有人可以不用吃饭，只需要一粒药丸，那就好了。直到在禁食祷告的日子，因为不能吃饭，肚子饿了，也只能看着好吃的食物而流口水。家人朋友在餐桌边谈笑风生，我深心羡慕。这才体会到人是从吃喝里得到快乐的，也就明白了上帝为什么要把我们创造成需要吃饭、需要呼吸、需要工作、需要家庭的人。吃喝、呼吸、工作和家庭都是我们与世界联系的方式和渠道。上帝的心意就是，当我们在世上的时候，上帝就要借着这种渠道，让我们享受 他所创造的一切美好。上帝创造的人不同于天使，天使没有身体，只有灵，于是天使不需要吃饭，也不需要呼吸空气，也就无法享受食物的美好。有视觉的人就可以用眼睛欣赏上帝创造这样的美好，蔚蓝的天，绿油油的草，五颜六色的花。而触觉灵敏的人也就可以用触觉享受这世界了。有些情感敏锐的女性还可以用情感来享受和谐的人际关系。同理，灵更良好的基督徒明白了上帝的话语和心境，也就可以用灵享受上帝的美好。我们在新冠疫情流行的当今会体会到，在微信上和朋友圈聊天的时候，不如和朋友们在一起吃喝的那种快乐。但是酒肉朋友寻欢作乐，实在不如邻里相通的知己在一起淋漓畅快。而我们与基督里的兄弟姐妹和睦同聚，与创造一切美好的上帝相交，这就是我们享受最美好的世界了。难怪圣经会告诉我们，看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。这好比那贵重的油浇在了亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到了他的衣襟，又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命的福，就是永远的生命。让我们祷告。慈爱的父啊，我们感谢你，因为你创造了这世界上一切的美好，又赐给我各种方法可以与这世间联系，求帮助我的头脑更加的好起来，能够借着你的话语明白和认识你，我的灵可以得圣灵的恩典，更好的体会与你同在的慈爱，这样我的身心灵就能够更好的在基督里爱你，并把你在基督里的爱传给更多的人，让更多的人可以更好的体会你的美好和慈爱。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。